from KQED.
California lawmakers took a hard line against student suspensions in last year's legislative session, passing six bills to curb the state's alarming suspension rate. California Report education reporter Anna Tentakulis explains what the new laws aim to do.
Researchers stunned state school officials last spring when they reported that California schools issue more suspensions than diplomas, and that trend was most striking among African American students. The racial component of the spike in suspensions sparked action in the legislature. The most significant new law requires districts to use alternatives to tough student discipline, programs that keep kids in school instead of pushing them out. Laura Ferris with Public Counsel, a group that helped draft the legislation, she says school suspensions are counterproductive.
We know that that approach for a student is not helping get them back on track. It's not helping correct the behavior. It's sending them down a path towards criminalization and to, frankly, really huge costs for our state.
Districts also have to document disciplinary actions before they suspend students. Ferris says to expect more proposals this year that attempt to crack down on the districts that have the highest rate of suspensions. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.